Yeah, recently, within the past few weeks, there has been a series of arrests and short detentions for local journalists in Zimbabwe. There has been also a series of harassment, and many journalists have seen their equipment seized, for example. So this is not new in a country like Zimbabwe, but in a way, 2012 was kind of a calm year with not much and not so many press freedom violations. So what we are observing within the past few weeks is a matter of concern for us because we fear that press freedom violations are now coming back in this country.
What is your appeal to the authorities of Zimbabwe?
Well, it is to actually stop this wave of harassment because if you look at what happened, it's mainly local authorities who are responsible for these press freedom violations. This is the police, the Zimbabwean police, which raids premises of newspapers, which arrest local journalists and detains them for 1 or 2 days. And besides the police, it's also the local justice with lawsuits being enforced against local journalists. So basically, we are calling on the authorities to calm down the current climate against journalists, and to keep in mind that if the country is getting prepared for new elections, it has to be in the respect for freedom of information and the protection of journalists.
As you pointed out, some are saying that the mention of elections in this constitutional referendum has led authorities to begin a crackdown on the media. How do you view this issue?
Well, we wouldn't be surprised that it is the case. The big question mark is when will be this election or this referendum. You perfectly know that it's been an issue discussed in this country ever since 2009, I think, very rapidly after the legislative elections of 2008. We've been talking about having new elections, and it has always been an issue and a matter of concern for the local press because whenever the situation is complicated between the ruling party and the opposition party, both within the coalition government, local journalists are being targeted and censored. So that's why we say that if for now, elections are being prepared in this country. The climate has to be guaranteed as both safe and free for local journalists.